is a good goy. Person that he's representing a goy, or he puts the goy's rights, he has the same status as a goy. And the Meshamet, a goy lends a Jew money, and then somebody bought that shtar, even though the one that bought it is a Jew, but he has the rights of the goy, and since the goy itself would not be Meshamet, this would also not be Meshamet. Because he's not bound by the halacha of Shmita. A goy lent money to a Jew, and another Jew became the co-signer. The first Yisrael did not pay. The second loive, sorry, the orig now has to pay to the goy, and now he took from the goy the shtar because now he wants to get the loive to pay back. Once again, somebody borrowed money, and I'm the co-signer. I paid for the one who borrowed the money, and now I take the shtar and go back to the loive. Since the one who lent the money initially was a goy, I can collect from him. And lo yeshtar ela shetveich aveir bal peh al shetzoch lefrov yad goy eriz apotah. But if the same arrangement, just there was no documents of the loan, so if the order is paid up, then Shemitah comes, the loiva does not have to pay him back.